There's a new controversy over at KU these days involving prime student seats for basketball games being turned over to university donors. We're talking about 120 seats in Section U at Allen Fieldhouse. The athletic department reallocated those seats for boosters after the KU student government voted to remove a student fee that channeled more than $1 million to the athletic department. Joining me now is Ben Carroll. He's a KU student and reporter for the University Daily Kansan. He wrote the article covering Section U for the paper. And Ben Carroll, thanks for joining us. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me today.
Just how upset are students about all this, Ben? Obviously, I recognize that it's summertime, but what are you hearing over there?
Oh, man, people aren't too happy over here. Let me first of all say that. I've talked to several students, a couple of which have sat actually inside Section U and have said that they have some of their best college memories actually sitting in that section because of its close proximity behind the Kansas bench. You can actually hear Bill Self, if you're close enough, you know, yelling at his players if he's upset or anything. So, but I've also talked to other players or other students that haven't actually sat there but know it's a popular section because of its close proximity to the bench, but that he actually enjoys sitting behind the hoops more. So,
you know, Ben, I couldn't help but notice that the athletics department made this announcement about this shift just a few weeks after classes ended. Obviously, most students away when the announcement came. Any coincidence in the timing of that, Ben, or do you have any sense of that?
Yeah, I don't really have too much sense about that. I just know earlier in our spring semester that our student body government at the time was Marcus Tetweiler, and him and three other advisory board members actually recommended on eliminating the student fee of $25. It's a semester fee that goes to athletics, so it's $50 annually. And upon reaching the chancellor's desk, she actually made a compromise between the athletic department and the students. She actually reduced that fee to $7, and somewhere in between there, it cost the athletic department around $350,000 in its total revenue.
So again, just to be clear here, the student government votes to reduce the amount of money going to the athletic department, and then it was, what, just a matter of weeks later when the athletic department announced that it was taking away these prime student seats, right?
Correct. And yeah, they're going to be giving them to the donors now that actually give to the university. So,
is this being perceived as a simple case of retaliation, Ben, at least from a student standpoint here?
Yeah, in the student standpoint, they definitely think it's a slap in the students' faces. Just because you know, college sports are supposed to be for the students and for the athletes to offer them opportunity. But you know, again, like I said, it's college sports are for the students, and it does sound kind of like a slap in the face because those are the those are some of the best seats in the house, and students here in Lawrence aren't too happy about it because. Jim Marchione said that, you know, they're kind of doing it to make up lost revenue because KU Athletics is a big dollar business. And
Yes, it is.
It can never eat that small amount of money that it's lost. So,
Ben, how did you find out that the athletic department had come to this decision and they announced it? How did you find out about it?
Well, I mean, I was aware because our other reporter at the time, Mike Vernon, has been covering it because it's been a big issue. It's been an ongoing issue for months now, and it so happened that once the chancellor reduced it to $7, that KU Athletics decided to put it in their own hands. Jim Marchione said that the student body government made it very obvious that they wanted KU Athletics to find other means of making money other than students in that fee. So.
Was there ever any indication that the athletics department had considered other options here other than doing what they did in terms of removing the seats?
Yeah, you see, I talked to Jim about that for a little bit, and he told me that they looked at that we have a student ticket, like a student package where you can buy all the sporting events and get into the games, the basketball games and the football games, and that goes for $150, and that gets you to any of the sporting events here at University of Kansas. And that price is actually going to be increased $25 to $175 once the fall semester starts up here in August. So they're going to do that to help make up some of that lost revenue of $350,000 that lost when student body government decided to reduce that fee.
Again, we're talking about $350,000. There's been discussion you know, in terms of how much money the athletic department makes altogether. On June 6th, Andy Marceau of the Topeka Capital Journal asked on Twitter, he points out that Forbes has said that KU basketball cleared $20 million in profit last year, and he wonders whether that $350,000 that students removed had taken away from its allotment to the athletic department was really a backbreaker or not, in his words. Was it a backbreaker for the athletic department, in your view, Ben?
I don't know if a backbreaker would be the right word, but yeah, I don't know what you mean by, like, what do you mean by that backbreaker, I guess?
Well, I guess the basketball program cleared $20 million in profit. Here, students are voting to take away $350,000. There's a lot of money still sloshing around over there.
Yeah, I mean, the fee that the students pay, it's to go to a kind of help out with equality among sports teams and their travel expenses. And yeah, we don't know exactly how much of that money actually goes to their travel expenses, but I mean it's such a small amount of money. But like I said, KU athletics is such a big dollar business that even if they have all that excess money, you know, quote unquote sloshing around, that I don't think even that, you know, they would still go out there and do some fundraising, go out there and find other means of making up the money, and you know that precipitated this change in Section U.
Yeah. Well, just for the record, we invited the athletics department to be part of our conversation today. And Jim Marchione, the man that Ben is talking about, the Associate Athletics Director for Public Affairs, sent us this response. With all the great things that are going on at Kansas Athletics and all the important things that are going on in college athletics, we have no inclination to spend 20 minutes talking about a relatively inconsequential decision that will affect a grand total of 120 out of 4,000 attendees at KU basketball games. Ben, how cooperative has the athletics department been in terms of helping you out with your stories?
They've been pretty cooperative. There's one thing that kind of stuck out to me. It was kind of when I asked about them taking away 120 of its student seats away from the student section here, that obviously they're going to have to come up with a plan to kind of make up for that loss, for those lost seats. And when I asked Jim Marchione about it, he never really gave me like a cut plan of like, this is what we're going to do. So that was the one part where he was kind of vague about what their plan was to kind of compensate for the loss of that. But he told me that the students would not be affected by this move.
So he says they're going to make good on this, and they're going to make up the 120 seats somewhere else in the arena then.
What was that one more time?
He's going to make up for the 120 seats somewhere else in the arena, it sounds like.
I haven't heard anything about that. I've just heard about the change in Section U, and they don't know if this will make up all of the $350 of quote-unquote lost revenue, but they say it will put a good dent in it, and they're going to keep with going out and campaigning and doing all that fundraising.
All right. Well, Ben Carroll, reporter for the University Daily Kansan, thanks for the update on what's going on over there at Allen Fieldhouse. We sure appreciate the time, Ben.
Yeah, thank you for having me.